This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When Governor John Bel Edwards addressed the Baton Rouge Press Club Monday, the main topic was the fiscal cliff and his proposal to fix it.
For decades, good government groups have been sponsoring studies of our tax and our budget system and have been making the same recommendations. Is this the year we're finally going to summon the courage and the will to actually do the people's business?
Edwards says he's confident he's got the votes for parts of the plan requiring a simple majority.
There's 56, 57 votes in the House.
But some things will require a two-thirds vote.
The difference between 56 and 70 is obviously 14, but getting that 14 is very hard. And you really can't get it without leadership being in support of what you're trying to do.
He was meeting with House leadership Monday afternoon, and when asked if he fully trusted what they might tell him, the governor replied,
I have pretty good level of trust in what they tell me. They just don't often tell me much that has any specificity to it. We've been waiting for literally 2 years to get a plan from the legislature.
Regarding his deadline for agreement in order to call a special session in February, he says,
I am certainly willing to be flexible, but I've got to have some plan that comes back from the legislature. If we're making progress and we're just not quite there by the 19th, I can extend it.
But he warns House refusal to act cannot continue indefinitely.
At some point, saying no has to give way to an alternative. You can't wait forever. We know how to fix it. We just have to summon the will, the courage to get it done.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.